I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromny. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at us if you still use Twitter. We're also on YouTube. Search for the Sports Brewery on YouTube. We're right now on twitch.tv/abrog87. You can check us out every Thursday night. We record the podcast. So if you want to watch us, get in the chat and bullshit like Booble and WCP are right now, do so. It's not a bad time. I'm not saying it's a good time. I'm just saying it's not a bad time. Movie this week, if you want to listen to it on Sunday. We watched Turbo Kid on Tubi.
Tubi.
So if you don't
mind.
Which is
funny because it was also like 100% on like Prime Video in another place.
Was it really?
Yes. I feel like we've, in the last like 3 weeks, we found out that Ski is like an undercover grandpa. Where he was like, last week he's like, what is this app called? And then, yeah, the Tubi thing. And yeah, you just got to type in the movie and then streaming, and it'll show you where it streams.
On the TV. I just turned it on.
Dude, on a Tubi, we better be watching it.
I like the word turbo.
I got something to say from watching it on Tubi, by the way, which made the experience ever so more enjoyable.
Yes, so we will we'll talk about that for Sunday, if you'd like. So let's see, where should we start? I mean, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. We should probably spend most of the podcast talking about that. Do we want to hit on like the Trayshon Holden thing first, real quick? Nope, we're not going to do
that.
King just walks away.
Yeah. No, that's just...
Nope. So that's a no. I'm going to take that as a no. Well, we can't...
No one believed in us, baby! No one believed in us! where the haters at? Where the doubters at, baby? Woo! Hey, Shannon Sharp, this is for you, you hater. Hey, Skip Bayless, this is for you, you hater. Everyone said it couldn't be done, but they did it. Hey, Justin Herbert, how was your playoff run? 27-0. They lost the lead. Oh, my God. No, but seriously.
That was a good Kelsey, my guy. That was great. Kelsey will not stop talking about how people discounted the Chiefs, man. He will.
But can I do a receipt thing, or are we doing the whole everyone believed in them?
No. So you saw me in the Discord. I agree with you because I remember literally everybody before the season started picking the Bills in the AFC. Literally,
oh, it was Josh Allen.
Fucking everybody. It was.
You kidding me?
The Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill. They're going to be a non-factor. The AFC belongs to the Bills, the Bengals, the Ravens, Justin Herbert, and the Chargers. The Chiefs are like an afterthought now. And it's like, you guys do realize that Patrick Mahomes is still the quarterback, right? Fuck out of here.
People were saying, are the Chiefs the worst team in the division now? Yeah. At the start of the year.
Remember, I've got some receipts.
Okay, hang on. Remember, the Raiders were a distinct talking point out of that division. Yes. The Raiders and the Broncos.
The Raiders! I'll pour one out for the Raiders! Fucking losers! Oh my God, the Raiders! The Raiders should thank every goddamn day that NWA existed to make that loser fucking franchise. What are they? The Los Oakland Angeles Raiders? Like they can't even stay in a goddamn city for very long. The silver and black, the silver and whack. You never saw that joke coming. No, did you? The Raiders, Derek Carr. People were hyping up a team with Derek freaking Carr. Derek Carr. It goes to show. A sports takery. It doesn't. people will say shit and they're like, oh, people just forget. The internet doesn't forget. The internet
especially when there are tweets you could go back and dig through.
The internet is literally forever. So are you guys familiar with Adam Schein?
Yes. Yeah.
NFL Network guy.
Yeah.
Total dork.
Correct.
In April, his cry on and his talking point, the Chiefs are going to be a last place team in the AFC West. Marcellus Wiley, March 28th, 2022. The Chiefs Super Bowl window has officially closed. Like, on TV. Like, this isn't even a tweet. Like, he's on TV. The Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl window has officially closed. Rex Ryan last year, or this year, blames, in September, after the Colts loss, blames Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs' struggles. They lost one fucking game. Rex Ryan, and this is what he had to say. He's like, oh, like everyone, it's hilarious when they're like, oh, Andy Reid, what a great play call and all that. I'd be a great caller if I got to coach that dude. Dude, I would be. I'd be a freak. I'd be that man. Just give me coach of the year. After he's ripping on Andy Reid for losing to the Colts, Rex Ryan got on national TV and said he would be better with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, but no one doubted the Chiefs. No one said nary a word about the Chiefs. Oh, again, Rex Ryan. Kansas City has nothing. Their capital words, soft, after they lost to the Bills by 3 in October. I'm not making this up. It's right there. I mean, it's not the best video, but I'm sure you can see it. It's just, it's funny. People are like, no one ever said that. And I looked at a Stephen A. Smith video from last year, 2000, and, you know, the 2021-22 season. Mahomes, done. Michael Irvin, this year. Chiefs, done. People, this was not, I don't understand why people are like, well, no one doubted them. People did doubt them because look at who they lost. They let an all-pro wide receiver who was an all-pro this year, well, they traded him, right? They let an all-pro safety last year who was Pro Bowler this year, but whatever, and Tyrann Mathieu just walked for nothing. They didn't want to pay him. When people are talking like the Chiefs weren't rebuilding, they're just being fucking dishonest. They're just, and I know it's obnoxious to say it, they're being dishonest. And here's an example. Juju Smith-Schuster on Tuesday threw up that Valentine's Day post, blah, blah, blah. Everyone crushed Juju. And what do they say? You're a scrub. You're not good at football. You are out of the league. Which, in fairness to Juju, COVID year, his quarterback was Mason Rudolph. Last year, his quarterback was Ben Roethlisberger, who couldn't throw the ball 15 yards.
That was a corpse of Ben Roethlisberger, yeah.
Yes, but again, the Chiefs were in a rebuilding year. They punted on future cap hits like the Saints. Perfect example is the Rams. The Rams are toast, man. The Rams are
dead.
They're dead and done. Because you want to know what they didn't do? They didn't make hard decisions and let good players with big cap numbers leave.
They did the opposite.
They went all in, and they doubled down on going all in, which is fine. They got a ring. Good for them. Their future? Bleak.
Well, was that the news today where they're going to let just Ramsey walk?
They're not going to let him walk.
They're going to trade him, probably. Trade him. But, yeah.
But again, people smell blood in the water with them. They'll try to lowball the shit out of them.
Yeah. As the Chiefs season went on, they were playing like two or three second-year offensive linemen. They were playing a rookie seventh-year running back, or seventh-round running back, who Isaiah Pacheco. Hey, he's kind of fun sometimes. Their best wide receiver was Juju Smith-Schuster, who, as we saw on Tuesday, no one actually likes. And everyone said the Chiefs' defense, god-awful. Which, whatever, the back end, all rookies. Chiefs played third amount of snaps in the entire league of rookies. They were rebuilding. I don't know why people are so hesitant to say that. It's crazy to me. But I love it now because everyone is rushing. We never doubted them. I never doubted the Chiefs. No one doubted the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has beat the begrudging fucking... He has beat the shit out of the sports culture that hates everyone. Sports culture hates everyone. And he has begrudgingly beat the respect out of them by ring number two. Tom Brady. Hey, whatever. I'm not even doing the GOAT thing. He has seven rings. It took ring number five after 28-3 before people were like, ah, we never doubted him.
Yep.
So again, I'm glad. I'll spin it around. I'm glad that no one – hey, Patrick Mahomes, he's unimpeachable now, right? So when they lose by one at some point in the next couple of years at Buffalo on a last-second play, you're not going to come at me and say Patrick Mahomes is bad, right? Like, is that – like, we're there now. Can people – is that where we're at?
Yeah.
Can people admit it?
The conversation is now going to be you overcame Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's not that Patrick Mahomes failed and Patrick Mahomes sucks. It is that, oh my God, Josh Allen, you actually beat Patrick Mahomes. It was like that with Brady, too. It's like, holy shit, you beat Brady and his team, whatever that team's going to be? Okay. Like, good job. Good on you, because that's impressive.
I know there are people listening to this being like, oh, shut the fuck up, guy. Skip Bayless. We don't take Skip Bayless serious. We don't. He's still on a national show today and on Twitter being like, I don't respect what Mahomes did in the Super Bowl. It wasn't impressive. He wasn't the best quarterback on the field. And again, the best quarterback on the field thing. Okay, see, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
What I'm doing is I'm shaking my head because I know where he's coming from, and his logic is flawed because what he's looking at is stats. He's looking at Jalen Hurts, three touchdown passes, like 100 yards rushing,
or
three touchdown runs, excuse me, three touchdown runs, and then one touchdown passing. He's like, oh, he threw for over 300 yards, ran for three touchdowns. He had the better game. It's like, no, that's not really how football works. Like, he had the ball.
I respect the shit out of Jalen Holmes or Jalen Hurts. He played great. Like, that's not my point. But, like, we can just go. The first game of the year for Kansas City was the opening night on Prime Video against the Chargers. What was the takeaway? Well, Patrick Mahomes wasn't the best quarterback on the field. Fast forward 3 or 4 weeks. They lose in the last minute by 3 to the Bills. Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes wasn't even the best quarterback on the field. We do this a lot with Patrick Mahomes.
In the Super Bowl that he won and threw three touchdowns and zero interceptions.
And going into this game, again, people were like, well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has played 8 quarters in the Super Bowl. He hasn't been the best quarterback in either game. He's only played one good quarter. And again, and let me just parse it, break it down. The 49ers defense, elite. Elite. And then last minute, boom, he blew like a furnace. You know, they scored 21 points. So the last touchdown was...
Carved up my defense.
And the last touchdown was the 49ers selling out in a long run. I get, you know, it is window dressing. Tampa Bay, whatever. Hey. The Bucs were hot as shit. The Chiefs had 3 backup offensive linemen. And, like, it was bad. Okay, I get it. But we do this with him a lot. And I'm glad, like I said a little bit ago, I'm glad he has begrudgingly beat that out of everyone. Like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Kansas City's weapons are bad. Give Patrick Mahomes, A.J. Brown, and Devonta Smith. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? And that's the thing is people said, well, last year when they were struggling for like a month, he's trying to go deep. He's trying to go to the weapons. He can't just throw deep to Tyreek Hill. But what did he do all year? He didn't, because they didn't have a receiver good enough to do it. He's good, guys.
What did Tua do all year this year with Waddle and Tyreek? All he did was throw it up to him.
He threw it up. Yeah, just throw it deep. Why wouldn't you? That's the weirdest thing.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's just like I said. I'm glad that I don't want it. And I know. And I fucking know. I fucking know what's gonna happen. They're going to play the Chargers on a Sunday night, September 29th. The Chargers will finally beat Kansas City. And we're just, it's sports takery. We're getting there again. We're going to get there again with Justin Herbert. But is the quarterback in the AFC West? Like, that's just what we're going to get to. And well, he's not. Well,
When does Mahomes hit that Brady level to where the regular season doesn't matter?
I think he honestly.
There? Are we there now?
I mean, no. He's got to win one more ring, and then I think it'll be there.
I think one more. If Mahomes gets three, like he's up there like all time. You know, like that's all it's really going to take is like another 5 or 6 years of him doing exactly what he's doing and then winning another ring. Like he's an all timer. He's not there yet, but, you know.
And like King said, this was a rebuilding year, and where they went and rebuilt also the offensive line and the defense, this team only got better as a whole. You lost weapons, but their offensive line, you know, like you said, they lost a Super Bowl because they didn't have an offensive line.
And
they had a good offensive line this game, and they handled business.
Zero sacks.
And what's insane is everyone, we're not 10 years into it, but we're, you know, a good 5, 6, 7 years in. Russell Wilson was the one that started this, really, where people were like, wait a minute. In order to win a Super Bowl, you have to have an elite quarterback, you know, okay, on a rookie deal. You know, I'm not saying that he's the first one to do it. I'm saying that's when the take started, because I mean, Brady did it a million years ago, and I know he's not even the first one to do it. But that's what they were saying.
Well, it allows you to invest in other positions.
Right. Yeah. And I think next year, I think Mahomes is the third or fourth highest paid quarterback. That's a big chunk. That is a big chunk. The next year, he's probably going to be the ninth or tenth highest paid quarterback in the league.
Especially in 2 years, that's for sure.
That $450 million contract is going to be a bargain. They're not done. They're not done. And that's, I feel like some teams, like I'll go back to the 14 and 15 Royals. That was their window. They were never good. If they didn't win it in 15 after losing in 7 games in 14, they weren't winning it. Even with that core, it was not happening. And then in the next 2 years, the core flittered away. It's not that for the Chiefs. Their window is open, and they will win it every year. Burrow's amazing. Josh Allen's great. Herbert has a lot of potential. Jalen Hurts, he's way better than I thought. Like, the quarterbacks are good. And you don't even – if the Niners have a quarterback who's – number 9 in the league, they're right up there. Super Bowl guy too. It's a team too.
You mentioned the quarterback. Like, talk to me in 2 years when Brock Purdy gets his new deal. Is he going to get paid more than Mahomes?
and that's just, it's just, that's what I am. And it's stupid because I feel like the Warriors are super annoying. The Warriors front office is where they're like, we're light years ahead. Well, not really. They're not. And I don't think the Chiefs are light years ahead either. They just signed a quarterback to a really big deal who's great. And the quarterbacks are going to get paid more and more and more and more.
Real quick. WCP says KC's window is legit open as long as Mahomes is there.
Oh, they have a 10-year window.
Yeah, like, they really do.
100%. If in the next 10 years, if they make 4 Super Bowls and win 3, are you going to be shocked?
No.
Because the Patriots skewed everything. The margins in the NFL are so small. And people were doing the thing where they're like, well, the Chiefs said no one expected them, and the Georgia Bulldogs said no one expected them.
Georgia.
Georgia Bulldogs were defending champions, undefeated. going to be number one next year. And just the gulf in college football, talent-wise, versus the NFL is it's crazy. Like, we saw Georgia and Oregon. Oregon has, like, the ninth most talented roster. And Georgia would beat the fuck out of them every fucking time.
As the season
the went NFL on, is not like that.
As the season went on, we were more like, oh, Oregon's actually pretty good. Georgia's just really good.
They're
like,
just destroyers of...
Yeah, we left that game and were like, man, Oregon sucks. What the hell happened to Oregon? Man, Lanning is a terrible coach. And I was like, oh... Fucking all right, Georgia's actually really fucking good, like at every level. By the way, you mentioned the Niners like earlier. The record that we had talked about like a few weeks ago, like continued. Every team other than Kansas City that played San Francisco this year lost their next game because the Eagles obviously lost too. So I think it was like 16-1 or something like that, or 1-16.
Body blow theory.
Body blow theory. Kansas City survives, man.
But as we move away from the Super Bowl, because this is unlimited. But I never, and listen, before I do this, I'll preface this by saying the players and even Nick Sirianni, who I was saying I thought was kind of a douchebag, post game, the last 4 days, they've been nothing but class and complimentary. There's been not even a, like, scintilla of salt from anyone. Howie Roseman today was like, stop complaining about the hold, stop complaining about the field. I never want to hear about how big, bad, and tough Philadelphia sports fans are again. They're crying about grass. Philadelphia sports fans, we're big and tough. We bullied Ben Simmons out of town. We threw batteries at Santa Claus. But the grass was so slippery. And we're an edge-rushing team, so it was super unfair to us. Get the Philly fuck out of here. Get out. It's always crying in Philadelphia. It's just liars and losers out of the city of brotherly lose. I mean, love the city. It's enough. You can't be, oh, we're the place of Rocky and we're so strong. Oh, but it was so, there was dew on the grass. Why weren't they out there with leaf blowers to dry it between corners? Ah, we're Philly fans. We're so tough. Losers. Want to know what letter you can't spell Philadelphia without? It's an L. It's a big L. Losers. Just losers. If you wanted to complain about the hold, okay, that's sports. You're complaining about grass. You're complaining. All three of us sitting here, and I don't know who's in the chat. I can't see. I got too much winning in my eyes. We know that stadium has bad grass. We watched Oregon versus Auburn. The grass stunk. We watched Oregon versus Kansas State. The grass stunk. I don't really remember Oregon versus Iowa State. We were in a pandemic. I wasn't really paying attention. Kansas City played there in the week one, and Harrison Butker, like, fucked his ankle up for 2 months, slipping on the grass. The grass there is always terrible, and it's terrible for both teams. Like, today, I saw a Philadelphia, like, newspaper guy be like, look at this play. On this scramble by Mahomes, both the edges slipped. You want to know who else slipped? Creed Humphrey and Patrick Mahomes.
Everybody.
The grass stunk for everyone.
The whole thing I didn't really appreciate either. So I understand the thought process where you're like, you know, if it hasn't been called all game, then you probably should be consistent. That's like all people want from officiating is just consistency. Like, if you're bad, be consistently bad. So, you know, they were bad throughout most of the game by not calling that penalty. But it is a penalty. Like, he grabbed him around the hip and kept him from running his route. That is holding. Like, it is a penalty. So, yes, I get the argument of consistency, but it's like, dude, that's a hold. Like, you can't grab the receiver and pull him back.
And there was no one in the end zone behind him.
It's a touchdown. Yeah.
There was no safety there. Yeah, there was no help there. So if he doesn't get grabbed and held, I mean, it would have been the fourth, just no one within 10 yards of a receiver scoring a touchdown. Did the grass make you blow these defensive schemes for three touchdowns too?
Right.
I mean,
the most wide open touchdowns in the history of football. And Andy Reid was like out of pocket, man. Jesus Christ.
And have you seen the video that the NFL put out today that the touchdown to Sky Moore, the Chiefs actually lined up in the wrong like formation. And when they got back to the sideline, everyone was like, oh, we totally fucked that up. Because Mahomes wanted Tony to do it again. And Tony looked at him and was like, we can't. So he's like, oh, fuck it. Sky Moore, do it. And it still worked.
They're like, no way they're going to fall for this again. The exact same play.
All right. Wait, I have not heard this brought up. Why is Reed not getting propped up more? I mean, he dismantled. I mean, I will go into it here shortly.
Oh, you called him Franz.
The best defense in football, like, arguably one of the best defenses in football, absolutely just destroyed it.
A historical defensive line. That's what I was hearing all week.
And a great secondary, right? Ball hawks in the secondary.
Just ball hawks. Yeah, just a bunch of Eagles back there.
Yeah, but where's Andy Reid starting to get talked about, you know, in the Belichick level of head coach?
Honestly, like, and I think I've said this on here before. If Andy Reid had a full beard and weighed 120 pounds less, people would think much better of him.
So you're saying because he's fat? Absolutely.
And, wow. Well, Andy's been around for a long time. So yeah. He didn't win a title for like 15 years. I get it. But it's my Mark Mangino theory.
Is it a mustache too? Mark Gino had a mustache as well.
Mangino would have had another job if he didn't weigh 500 pounds and just look like he would die on the sideline. It's true. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury was all the rage. What did Cliff Kingsbury never had a winning record or whatever with Patrick Mahomes in college? Yeah. In college! In the Big 12! Where no one plays defense.
I think you're right about Reed, though. Like, just look at what he's done the last 4 years. Like, consistent.
And even before then, too. Yeah. Even before then, I mean, as a whole to his career, he needs to start getting talked about as
Super Bowls do you need to win? He's got two. Right. Like, how many more do you need to be an all-time great coach? How many did Vince Lombardi have? You know,
if they go back to back, if they go back to back, people will begrudgingly put him on the Mount Rushmore.
I mean, for what he did this year, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster had 1,000 yards rushing this year.
Rushing?
They had no weapons.
Receiving.
Receiving.
That would be
impressive. I'm on pills, so yes. I'm on a lot of cold medicine, so yeah.
Meek Mill over here.
Look at the running backs they went through. I mean, like I said, Pacheco came in the last 6 or 7 weeks, turned into a guy in this offense.
You know, like
they utilized Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who was yet again a healthy scratch from the Super Bowl.
Did you guys see that Pacheco like almost broke his ankle on his touchdown celebration because the grass was so bad?
I did not see that.
Yes, the one where he did kind of the penguin. It's not the penguin dance. I forget what it's called, but yeah, he slipped and caught himself. He almost went down hard. And speaking of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't know who wasn't at the championship parade.
Was he not?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He was not.
Oh no. Was he too
show
injured?
In New York
was he,
City?
Was he a healthy scratch from the parade as well?
Yeah, he was a healthy scratch. Yeah, he. He sees the writing on the wall. I mean, whatever. I don't hate the guy by any stretch. Sure. But that was a miss
first round pick.
Speaking of the parade, did you see Mahomes hand off the Super Bowl trophy to a random fan?
Did not realize it.
That was hilarious, dude. So he, if you haven't seen it, he goes up, takes a selfie with a fan with the trophy, and he's just hammered. Like Mahomes is hammered, and he just he like hands the fan the trophy as if it's the person's cell phone or something. It's like, oh, here's your phone back, and then walks away, and it's just like, I'm cool. And then like a Chiefs staffer quickly went and grabbed the trophy from the fan. Literally, like in a huge group of fans, he just hands it off to him.
Did you happen to see today? I saw people saying, you know, because Mahomes was, you know, like shotgunning beers and he was wasted. And, you know, it was like, look at this guy. He's supposed to be a role model. you remember Tom Brady's last Super Bowl win?
Yeah.
He would fall down drunk and bomb the Super Bowl trophy from a boat to another boat.
He sure did.
I mean, let's go easy here on role models that are celebrating world championships here. Come on.
He and Gronk were like partying on a yacht in the Gulf Coast and fucking throwing, like dropping the trophy into the ocean and swan diving after it. Like, miss me with that, man. You're like
the hockey
players, players with the drinking out of the Stanley Cup. Like, come on, stop it. Roll that shit.
But last thing on Andy Reid is, I agree with you on saying that they are Super Bowl contenders every year while Mahomes and Andy Reid are together, because they showed what you could do with mediocre weapons. I mean, other than Kelsey, who's elite. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't go get some actual weapons this next year and future years.
Those draft mock drafts where they get Jackson, Smith, and Jigba.
And Jigba, yeah.
So
would you be more in favor of that or trading for D-Hop?
See, I had a conversation with WCP the other day. I don't know if D-Hop, the stats tell me he's still elite. I watched him and I'm not sure. The stats say he's elite.
He's very, very
stats
good.
Say, yes, I just, this year, and this year was dumb. He was suspended. Kyler Murray was dumb. Cliff Kingsbury. It was.
He's catching.
That's clouding me.
He's catching passes from Chase McSorley and Colt McCoy this year. So.
Yeah, and let's just be real.
Kyler right. I know. I know. I'm wrong, but I just, his price tag. I don't know.
Well, that's what the question is. It's like, are you willing? So that, like, you've gotten by with not paying any of your skill players, and you've got young ones, good ones,
well,
who are
Kelsey's
developed.
Getting paid.
Get like other than the quarterback, obviously, and Kelsey, but yeah. But like, you know, now we're talking about paying a top flight wide receiver, or you draft one and hope he has a really good rookie year.
If they could get in Jigba, because that's, I like D-Hop. I do think he has some real good years left.
You guys
Mahomes,
beat me up.
Mahomes needs that vertical threat big time here. If he get like an elite vertical threat guy like how Tyreek was.
Does he?
Yeah, I don't know that he does.
Well, they showed that he doesn't. But
it would make it a lot easier of a watch, I'll tell you that.
all these checkdowns to Kelsey where he like waddles for 20-25 yards and then falls down.
I watched that Texans game on like January 1st. That was not a fun watch.
All right, so before we move on from the Super Bowl entirely, should we discuss Rihanna?
What, you want to know what I'll say? Rihanna?
Yeah.
I will say the entire performance to me was disappointing.
Sure.
With the big caveat on every song, bangers only. Cannot dispute it, bangers only. And the bigger caveat, she had a child in like April and she's very clearly pregnant now. Mm. I mean, what do you expect? What are you going to do?
All hits, no filler.
All bangers.
No filler. She was pregnant like 50 feet in the air on a fucking get out of here. So, you know, if it were on its own, like Rihanna's not pregnant, whatever. I'm like, oh, that was kind of just an underwhelming show. I'm just like, yeah, it's okay. Like, whatever. It's Rihanna.
The pageantry wasn't there.
Yeah. 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 So that's true. It. No guests, which I kind of dig that.
Remember last year? I mean, shit, last year was, they had everybody that ridiculous stage. I mean, yeah, that was all pageantry.
Which I loved. I loved last year. Yes. Don't get me wrong about that. But I'm just saying, like, I kind of like the idea that it was pregnant Rihanna by herself, only playing hits for a good, like, 25 minutes?
Like that, 13 minutes, I believe.
13? Okay. Fair enough. Props. Again, it's not going to be in the discussion in terms of like all time Super Bowl halftime shows or anything like that. But props, like just having a baby. She said it herself. She's like, man, I had to like knock the dust off. I haven't done this in a bit. She hadn't toured in like a year and a half, 2 years.
And we've seen Rihanna as like a guest in the Super Bowl. Like she clearly can shine.
Yeah,
bright. Like a diamond?
Ding.
But yeah, so you know, people that are actually complaining about it, it's like, what do you want her to do?
It's mostly right-wing talking heads that are like, do you believe this? This is why we need Wings should be the halftime show.
Wings.
We need more Eric Clapton.
Where's Bruce Springsteen when Bruce you need him?
Boss,
oh,
exactly.
No. Oh, no. Right-wingers hate Bruce Springsteen. No, 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 no,
do
no.
Do they now?
Yeah, he's super. Oh, left-wing.
They finally figure out that his like Born in the USA song is about capitalism
it
being
ain't
bad.
About you. Yeah, so Booble says that like his thing is
Wings. I'm dying at the Wings reference.
Wings.
Good call, can you name man. A Wings song? That's a no.
That's a no. By the way, Booble says like his thing is Jay-Z was in the crowd. He couldn't come out for Run This Town. But it's like, I think that's the point though. I think
I'm fine with Jay-Z sitting these out.
It's like, yes, they could have asked all these people. They could have asked Kanye to come out. Imagine that fucking shit storm that would have been if Kanye came out at halftime of the Super Bowl. But it's like I think that was a point. It's like Rihanna by herself, pregnant, 50 feet above the ground, doing her songs.
Who was the last person to do the halftime show that was like just by themselves?
I think it was Lady Gaga at Cowboy Stadium.
Was Katy Perry by herself?
Ooh.
Was that Pharrell? Just Pharrell?
No. It was The Weeknd.
Weeknd.
He was by himself.
Oh, yeah, The Weeknd did the COVID
one.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Chiefs and Bucks. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to totally alter everything, and he did fine.
Yeah.
You know, again, not memorable. But dealt a bad hand, like a pandemic and pregnancy. Sometimes you just gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta roll with the punches. It is what it is.
COVID, pandemic, pregnancy.
You know, I'm just saying.
Depends on who you ask. Oh, love that. All right, let's see. I'm looking through my list of Super Bowl things we're supposed to talk about. I think that's pretty much it.
Like a little pat on the back for just being correct on destroying the Eagles defense, that they were not actually that good. They were frauds. Their whole year as a whole was fraudulent year. They played nobody. And Mahomes and Andy Reid just absolutely dice that defense up. I hit all my bets, all my big bets at least.
Only reason they're in the Super Bowl is because Brock Purdy got hurt.
In the play he got hurt,
Ayuk would have scored on if he had actually been able to get the ball away.
And that's another thing. The NFL does a very bad job of showing extreme angles like that, because I didn't see that how open Ayuk was until the middle of last week. And that's, you know, okay. But also, like, the Bengals and Chiefs game when the Chiefs got, you know, an extra down, quote unquote, how CBS never showed the ref very clearly running like 5 seconds before the ball is snapped, throwing the flag. And NFL, you make billions and billions. Don't save that cut for NFL film stuff.
Yeah, help yourself.
Show it to us live sometimes. Because just it would help. It would help.
No, it would help your public perception.
Yeah.
Like, help yourself. Help your officials, by the way. Like, it's not good business for the NFL to have people talking about their officials all week after the Super Bowl.
Like even yesterday, I saw an NFL Films of clip of, you know, the Juju Smith-Schuster and Bradbury hold. You know, hold. Whatever you think of it, it's the best angle they had. And they never showed it in the Super Bowl. It's that is a – of all – well, there's like humanitarian issues the NFL does poorly. But like game day like stuff. Why they don't give us angles that they clearly have is
that show things better. Yeah.
And like if it's week 7 in Jacksonville, like, I kind of get it. But in the playoffs, show us all the angles.
It's really weird. Yeah.
So it's very weird because
I don't know if that's CBS or if that's the NFL or
right. I don't know. I don't know that either. But it's just it's odd because like I said, like I didn't know how open Ayuk was until 10 days after that game. I was like, shit, that was a walk-in.
Yeah. Same route. Ayuk runs like 4 times a game that he probably got 70% of his yards on this season.
Wide open every single time.
Every time
play.
Too.
Yep. Yeah. God. Fuck that game. God damn it. It should have been us losing to you.
That was better for our blood pressure for that matchup.
I will say, did this Super Bowl kind of exonerate Thibodeau a little bit with his thing? Like, oh man, we could have beat these Eagles, right?
Well, I don't know because he went on TV like 2 days before, and they gave him 6 categories between Chiefs and Eagles, and he picked the Eagles in every single one. Even coaching and quarterback. He's a villain. He's playing it up for future, and it's brilliant. That man is going to be on TV 100% when he's done playing. So I didn't get upset by it. It's like, I'm seeing you with your Jeff Saturday stuff. I'm on to you. You're pining to be the Shannon Sharp of 17 years down the road.
That guy's been creating a brand since he was like 16 years old, dude. He's
yeah.
Really, really impressive.
And good for him.
Yeah, like annoying most of the time, but impressive. Like
yes, I get why people are turned off by it, but
yeah.
He's doing it all with a purpose.
All right. Do we want? I mean, there's. Basketball happening, like both Oregon teams are out, like they're done.
Blazers are dead. Ducks are dead.
Blazers and Ducks. By the way, worth mentioning the Duck women. Like,
it's so bad.
They're 14-11. They've lost 5 in a row. Like, what the fuck is happening to Kelly Graves, dude? Like, and you watch him, and you're like, does he even really like give a shit anymore? Like
I will say that there is a guy, and I cannot remember what his name is, but he called into the radio station they used to work for a lot.
Sure.
And this is like during the Final 4 years and all, you know, the Elite 8. And he was like, I'm not trying to validate him, but he was like, Kelly Graves without an elite point guard is bad. He's like, I went to Gonzaga. I'm a Gonzaga guy.
Gary.
He's bad. Was it Gary?
He was like
Gary.
And that's not especially special to Kelly Graves. Like John Calipari clearly is like, I just want to accrue talent and roll the ball out. But the last like year plus a month, like, is this Gary guy right? Is he right? Or is this just,
you know what it is? Like he, after Sabrina, he put all his eggs in the Tahina Pow Pow basket. And she has not been very good. Like she just hasn't. I mean,
he had 4 or 5 stars around her that like all vanished.
No, but to King's point, because Pow Pow is the one who brings the ball up the floor every time, and she just hasn't been that good. Like she's been good, but not like an elite player that needs to be to make his team an elite team. And right now, like this year, they're not even close. Like they're bad.
Like, yeah, no, they're a bad team. There's, I think they're like probably further out of the tournament almost than the men are. And Jesus Christ, men are, I don't know if you, I don't know how they're still like 49th in the net. It makes no sense. They're bad. They haven't beaten anyone good and they lose to bad teams.
Yeah.
And like last night, I did not turn the game on until there was 5 minutes left, thereabouts. And then I watched the last 5 minutes in overtime.
Lost to Washington.
And I watched about five or six possessions on offense for Oregon. And I was like, does Will Richardson even want the ball?
No. I mean, say the last week at least.
He doesn't want
the ball in his hands.
And then, like, the next play, he did that thing that I've complained about on here like four times this year, where whether he breaks the dribble down and goes in or it's just wide open, he gets the ball, he's dribbling, and he gets past the free throw line, and he takes one more dribble, and there's no one between him except for a big man and the guy defending the big man, whether it's Biddle or Dante. It's usually Dante. Last night it was Dante. Instead of taking, like, another dribble and pulling up or doing a floater or attacking the rim, he takes two more dribbles and throws it to the feet of a 7-footer when there's no one around him. He's entering like that Ben Simmons territory.
Markelle Fultz.
Yeah. Where I'm almost feeling uncomfortable now, like super banging on him. Cause I think he's got officially the yips. I think he's just so in his head now. And like a month ago, or that Arizona game, he had like 22 points. But since then, he has been, and he's never been good late in games.
I don't know if he's gotten over 10 points in the last like five games at least.
It's been,
You say that move that he does in the post. I mean, we banged on Peyton Pritchard for 2 years there before his senior season, because he would do the same. He would penetrate and get into the post and then pick up his dribble and not know what to do. His senior year, something clicked. It was like, hey, I could get to the post here, you know, into the lane. I could try to score. You know, that is an option. I don't know if Will has that in his mind right now, that him trying to score in the paint is an option.
And it's tough, because last year, eventually, because we're like, oh, and mono last 6 weeks or whatever, got it. But it's just been a continuation. And as a 5-star guy in his fifth year, I'm not asking him to score 30 points. But you have to be confident with your shot. Like, that was the frustrating thing, is watching that Washington game last night, and Washington has some like random 6-foot true freshman who's just jacking with confidence. And in like the last, you know, 5 minutes in overtime, scored like 9 points and had 2 assists, and one of them was a great lob pass. He just, Will Richardson just doesn't have that. It doesn't.
And the problem is the team obviously is not good enough around him to make up for it.
Right. Like, he's not.
He's not the one that's the one killing the team officially. He's just a big part, because he is the focal point of the offense.
Right. Like no one on the team can shoot, which it's 2023. How can you not have anyone who can shoot? And it's crazy, because if they just had one guy who could consistently hit threes, Nafali Dante goes from being like good but really working for his points to getting like 6 or 8 points that are just bunnies. No sweat, dunk, layup, lob, easy money shots. Where when he had a basket, you know, the last couple of minutes where he, you know, spun, pump faked. The guy played great defense on him. He still scored, but you can't rely on a center doing that.
No, he
in 2023,
like, entire season. Yeah, nothing's been that easy for him.
I mean, are you guys getting to the point where maybe looking to coaching change?
Ooh, I like
that. I'm not. I like I'm just asking.
I was thinking about that for the women. I was like, is it as if Kelly Graves is truly like, because he seems disinterested, or like he seems like at the very least annoyed with his team, and is like, this team is not good. I know they're not good. I can't do anything to make them good.
And I think they're both annoyed.
Yeah, Dana's right there too. But right, I'm like, there with him.
But I'm like, is he to the point where it's like, well, maybe he's starting to lose interest, and is like, okay, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. That type.
Well, and with Dana with
Kelly, it's a whole
next year though.
What was that?
I said Dana sees what's coming in next year, so he should have some optimism looking to the future.
Right.
With Graves, I don't know.
Well, that's a hard thing with Graves. It's the first year
where they've been like really bad. Yeah.
Where I feel like he's not the ever optimist, but he's even not like, I've heard radio cuts and whatever. He's not like bitter old man, or he's not Larry Brown up there, but there's a different. Yeah. Sometimes it happens. Teams and coaches, they're just, it's a bad match, and it's not the kid's fault. It's not the coach's fault. It's just a bad mixture.
Yep.
I think both teams are on that. And
but I don't know what's coming in for the women's team.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like Graves keeps getting good recruits. Right, like so.
I feel he's been getting higher recruits than Dana has.
Yeah,
I think my guess would be
in this conference. You know,
it is a better conference for the women for sure. But I would also guess that like the NIL game is probably a bigger shock to a women's coach than a men's coach, just because. The women's sports are still underfunded, even at the highest level, for the most part. I mean, the women's national soccer team is filing suit still. So it's a completely different world where I think men's basketball coaches have realized they haven't had ultimate power for a while. You know, I think it's a new thing for the women. And I also wonder, boy, this is a can of worms. I probably shouldn't go down this road. But I wonder if it's a different dynamic now that the women have so much power, which is good. I'm not even saying that the player empowerment is not a good thing. But I wonder if it's different now where they look and they go, I have a male coach, as opposed to a female coach. Or if that power dynamic has finally shifted to where it's more neutral.
Are you seeing that someone maybe like with Gino right now?
Because Gino Auriemma is struggling as... I mean, yeah. Struggling. I mean, it's struggling, relative. Yeah. It's still fucking UConn. But yeah. And they don't look the same.
And Dawn Staley is not struggling.
Not struggling. Yeah. Dawn Staley, she runs the sport.
It's a really interesting point that I had not thought of. I don't know how much I want to go into it.
No. I didn't think about it before. I have no counterpoints.
Might be right, yeah.
I probably shouldn't even have opened that can of worms. But now I think about it, I do wonder if that's a tipping of... Yeah, even if it's just it's so small. Like, I'm not saying Pow Pow hates Kelly Graves, but I just wonder if there's a different dynamic now where players will be like, I can just leave. Or B, why would I even go there when I could go play for... I'm completely making... Swin cash. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't I go play for her instead of this established... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Sure. I could be an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Sure. A couple things from the chat. Booble says he can relate to jacking with confidence.
Yep. Always got to jack with confidence.
Do you, though?
You can't half-ass it, man. You can't.
I've half-assed it.
You can't.
I mean, yeah. Sometimes there's a maintenance jack where it's just you're just cleaning the pipes and there's no purpose behind it. Making sure everything still works. Circulatory system works.
I'll never forget that Archer scene where Pam was talking about when she and Archer boned and she was like, you were just pushing rope anyways. Yeah. Pushing rope is a ridiculous phrase.
It's a great phrase.
Oh, for God's sake. What a transition, by the way. Talking to some women's basketball into that. We're great. Good job. Good job.
Smooth.
Yeah, very smooth. All right, should we do, you guys got anything else before we get into Keeper Kick? Or you guys want to get some Premier League talk in here real quick?
No, we're good.
I mean, good.
Yeah, okay.
Eric Guy. No,
Blazers dead, Ducks dead, football's over. That's on to baseball now.
Pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers and catchers, that's where we're at.
I will say, since the NFL playoffs have started, I've been on Twitter more than I was for like the previous 2 months. And because the Twitter algorithm is terrible, because Elon Musk is terrible, in the last like 2 weeks, I've been getting a lot of maybe you'll like Clay Travis and maybe you'll like David Portnoy tweets.
Ooh.
They're both fake Tottenham fans, and I'm really upset.
Oh, boy.
That
sucks.
Yes. You're going to have to switch allegiance now?
No way. I got Sonny, baby.
You do. And Eric Kane.
Just saying.
Eric Kane, who just set the Tottenham scoring record.
Tottenham, yeah.
Your boy. Name another Tottenham player.
Sonny.
You already named him.
Datwin.
Datwin is a good call.
Is Tim Howard on that team somehow?
No. Tim Howard works for NBC.
I'm sure he does.
Yep, as for like 5 years.
There's gotta be a single name person like Mane or Pepe, Pepito. You know, like one of those one name guys. Sure.
A Brazilian.
Yeah. A Brazilian.
Nope.
Gotta be. No.
All right, let's do Keeper Kick. Oh, Booba wants an XFL season preview.
I'm gonna go with
no. Name an XFL team.
Seattle Sea Snakes. Are they the Vipers? I don't know. They're the Seattle something.
Seattle has a team for real.
I did not know
they
Seattle.
Do. Sea Dragons. They do the Sea Dragons.
Did they just add them? Is that a real thing? Good for
what about Bert? Davinson Chavez Sanchez? Like that guy? Spur.
you got the Google pulled up?
I got nothing.
What do you mean?
Hugo Lloris.
Hugo Lloris.
Hugo Lloris.
He's the keeper. He's French.
He's a netminder, isn't he?
There you go.
They call him?
I think that's hockey. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
hockey. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's keeper. John Van Beesbrook is a netminder. Hugo Lloris is a goaltender.
He's a keeper,
yeah.
That's great. Booble says Tampa Tornadoes. Is that a thing?
Oh.
It's a great name. I hope it's a thing.
Should we learn the XFL teams together?
Might as well.
All right.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to assume there's eight. Teams seems like an eight team kind of league.
Wasn't this like a throwback segment from the original podcast we did forever ago?
Oh, probably. Is it a real team or not?
Name this MLS team. It's like
the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Okay, so are we playing?
Oh my god!
Hang on. Are we playing this game right now? Are we? Okay. So you name the team, and Ski and I will determine if it's like real or fake.
Okay, that's a little much. That's too much.
You gotta pull some out of your ass here.
Yeah, I do love that the Renegades aren't from Dallas. They're not from Fort Worth. They're just from Arlington and Seattle. They are the Sea Dragons. Oh my god!
Good for you.
Guess the San Antonio name. There is a famous wrestler with a tattoo on his forearm, and his nickname for a while. Was this
the Brahma Bulls?
Yes, the Brahmas, the San Antonio Brahmas.
Well, The Rock owns the whole league, so
oh, fair enough.
Of course,
Houston is still the Roughnecks. DC Defenders couldn't defend a Chinese spy balloon. DC,
yeah, what was happening January 6th there, DC?
The Vegas Vipers. And the Orlando Guardians, who must be so worthless that, like, that's their Google image. It's just a real image, and they're just like a JPEG.
Yeah, that is a JPEG.
And that is your 2023 XFL season review.
Breakdown.
Break it down.
Okay. But it does bring it back to, before we move off real quick, a much simpler time. Because do you remember when we were sitting on our couches 3 years ago watching people doing like the beer snake and like the XFL? We're like, this is so awesome. And then like 10 days later, the world ended. That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, it was the USFL. I don't remember. There was
US. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, there's been so many. I just remember I was like a Tampa Bay fan. I think they may have been the Vipers as well. Smoking snakes or something.
Smoking snakes.
Every fake football league needs a Vipers.
Gotta have a Viper.
Gotta.
Is the Viper the most like strong snake out there?
Strong. It's
wow. Like for a team name. It's like be scary.
The constrictor.
Because no one's a cobra. Like we're not cobra. No, there's no cobras.
Yeah, the king That's cobras, cool. right?
The adders.
The adders.
It's like, I feel like the rattlesnake is just such a whack name.
The silver snakes are the original team in the chat. Bubble wants us to do lines for XFL this year.
If Bubble can name three current XFL players, maybe I'll consider it.
Three current
CJ Walker.
Do they have three current players? Like seriously, do they set the rosters yet?
Yes. Yeah, I did see something yesterday about like 9 NFL players who were playing, and I was like, oh, I recognize all those names. They should just give it up.
That seems really risky, by the way. Like, if you have a chance of making an NFL roster and you're going to play in this league and possibly get hurt, like, not worth it, dude. Like, the XFL does not have, like, injury protection insurance for you.
No.
Like, do not play in that league.
All right, Josh Gordon's in it. AJ McCarron's in it. Ben DiNucci's in it.
Ontario Smith, Tim Tebow, Maurice Claret, says Booble.
Vic Beasley.
Ooh.
Martavius Bryant.
Bryant.
Ooh. Landry Jones. Kalen Ballage. Ooh. Eric Grungy Dungy.
Eric Dungy?
Matt McGloin. Will Hill. Remember so Will Hill tweets from 10 years
Holy
ago?
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, just pulled my dick out in an airport after four.
Dude, Will Hill made that every day should be Saturday guy famous, man. Holy shit. Will Hill?
Wow, that's insane.
That's like two,
that's what it says.
It's like 2 decades ago. What are we talking
Taking
about?
Taking a shit in a Nordstrom's. Send tweet.
Yo, listener, if you don't know what we're talking about, Google Will Hill, every day should be Saturday. Like, oh my God. The best.
You think his tweets are still up somehow?
They gotta be. Somewhere.
You gotta archive those. Those are
Smithsonian
level tweets he put out.
Just fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by this league now. It's gonna be terrible, but
I wanna see his press conferences.
Oh yeah.
All right, keep or kick us.
All right, yeah, I got a couple of them. Keep or kick championship games being played on grass in Arizona.
Kick.
Yeah.
Because I will say, there weren't any injuries in the game, were there?
No.
No?
No, there weren't. That's what the NFL...
argument?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whole argument.
I'm just saying... I watched many a Fiesta Bowl and a couple Super Bowls at Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe. The grass was fine.
DeAnthony Thomas didn't have any problems on that grass.
Figure it out, Glendale. Yep.
They also had some like 94-year-old like sod master.
The sod god. Mr. Toma. Yes, he's the sod god. Put some respect on his name. He's worked every single Super Bowl as the sod god ever. George Toma. Kansas City Chiefs.
He's got to be a little disappointed going out with this Super Bowl, right?
He's like 92. Like 92. I don't think he cares.
There's no way he actually does work on that grass at that age. There's no fucking way. Like he's on a lawnmower going.
Definitely drives the mower around. Sure,
that's all he does. He rides the mower around, crashing into trash cans.
Saying great googly moogly.
Yeah. The chef.
I'm keep. I'll take no injuries and a couple of guys slipping here and there. Get some longer cleats if it's that much of a problem.
So Booble says
in your face, Philly.
Booble says kick the whole state of Florida, kick the whole state of Arizona, which I don't disagree with. WCP says keep grass, kick Zona.
I mean, if we kick Zona, you got to take we can do it now, but I'm glad I got the grind with like Eric Canice at Lake Havasu for spring break.
Oh yeah.
All right. Next one. Keep or kick players continuing to throw shade at each other online. It kind of took a little break there for a while, and then with Juju's thing, it kind of got brought back up a little bit. I enjoy it. Players should be going after each other on Twitter and shit.
Yes. Big keep.
Yeah, as a fan, very much a keep. Like, it's been funny since the Super Bowl, looking at all the wide receivers talking shit about Bradbury and the Eagles, too. Like, Debo, just, I know this because I follow the 49ers, but Debo just openly talking shit about Bradbury, like, even before the game, and then after the game was like, yeah, all you guys do is talk, you're trash. Only reason we lost is because Purdy got hurt. It's like, well, chill on that stuff, but yeah, I enjoy it a great deal.
All right, last one I got, keep or kick Kelce hosting SNL here, I think in a couple weeks.
Keep. He's not going to be great, but, you know.
Will he be better than Gronk?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
The monologue is going to be a struggle. Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, yeah. I mean, SNL's in a, like, they don't put these people in positions to be terrible. So he's not going to be terrible, but in terms of SNLs, it's not going to be good, but he'll be fine. Sure, keep that.
He could be okay, I think.
Charismatic dude, sure.
Yeah. And then I will say the whole Gronk like field goal thing, was that for FanDuel or DraftKings? Might have been one of the worst gimmick things I've ever seen.
So
him kicking that field goal and then like everyone was celebrating, he missed. So, the whole lead up to it was terrible.
Was that live?
I believe it was nighttime. So in Arizona, on a little like makeshift turf in the desert.
That was one of the like weirdest things I've ever seen. Because like you're watching it live and you're like, well, why did they just show him miss a kick and people lose money? Like this is like a commercial. They just what? This was their idea. Yeah,
it was bad.
So he like
someone's getting fired.
So he wasn't supposed to miss a 20-yard field goal.
It's a chippy, a chip shot.
And he fucking biffed it. And then his whole family was there, like hugging him and celebrating him missing it.
Yeah, everyone was celebrating. Everyone thought it went in. They were all celebrating, like, oh, he just missed that for like $11 million or something.
He sure did.
FanDuel or something.
Oops.
That's all I got.
Just terrible. All right, let's do our list then. Our list comes from Booble in the chat. And in our Discord, which, by the way, Sports Brewery on Discord, get in there. Like King said last week, you can hear random things about random radio shows in random cities like Eugene, Oregon. So our list comes from him, and it is the top three sports records that you would want to break. Something along those lines. So.
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay. Love this.
My number three sports record I would like to break. Archie Griffin's two Heismans. Because if you win three Heismans, it's not the most prestigious award in the world, but your kids, grandkids, kids, and their kids, and their grandkids, and their they will have free tuition to that school forever. You will have your name on buildings forever. They will pay you $50,000 to shake hands and wave at a Jumbotron when you play San Jose State forever. That's my number three. Three Heisman trophies.
That's really good. So, like, assuming college football still exists in 100 or 200 years, but, like, your great-great-grandkid is going to get invited to the Heisman ceremony, and you're going to get to just be sitting in a chair and be like, well, there's King's great-great-grandson there to shake the hand of, you know, whatever future football was played in. What's the bug movie we watched? Where they kill the bugs. Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever future football game they play in Starship Troopers. There you go. Booble says three takedown Joey Chestnut's hot dog record. Yeah, that's pretty good. That would be not fun at all. Like preparing for that record would not be fun. And then breaking that record would not be fun because hot dogs are terrible. And that many hot dogs will give you diarrhea for like 6 months.
I always wonder what the aftermath of these like eating competitions are.
Do you just throw up? Like you must, right? Get it all out of you?
I don't know. I don't think you do.
I would imagine they must. Like they just get it all out of their bodies because it's not supposed, that much hot dog's not supposed to be in there. And bread too, by the way.
A lot of bread.
Oof. It's heavy. All right, you want to go before me?
Yep, I'll go. The record I would break would be I'd want 150 receptions in the season so I could get Michael Thomas's two-yard dig record the fuck out of here. 149 two-yard digs. Get the fuck out of here, Michael Thomas.
149
700
catches.
Total yards of offense.
750 yards.
Yeah, 149 catches. Get out of here.
I love that. All right, my number three is it's a dog sports record. So it is the longest surf by a dog, which is 200 feet by an Australian dog named Abby Yu. I would like to own a dog and train it to surf and then have a dog break that fucking surfing record. That's what I want. That'd be great.
It's a good record.
Yes.
Good boy.
It's a good boy. Oh, real quick. WCP, all of Jerry Rice's records.
Okay. Jerry Rice.
Compiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rice-a-roni. Yeah, better. Better than Jerry Rice.
Take out those seasons with the Seahawks and Raiders, and who is he?
Speaking of two-yard digs, Jerry Rice. My number two sports record I would like to break, and this is old and white, but I watched TV coverage in September, and this was just for an American League record, and it was big enough. I would like to break the season home run record. I don't even care about the Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds' record. I just want to break the single season home run record. I think that's cooler.
I completely agree with you.
And I want to bother everyone with every single day in September they cut into the Price is Right to show me.
It's the most pub, that's for sure.
On a getaway day in Milwaukee, just sitting there and watching four straight pitches.
That'd be great. And just do the one season, like Brady Anderson when he hit 60 or whatever.
Yeah, just
like,
with the one season. I have no interest in 20 years of excellence. Just give me one.
Be great. Cheat your way to the single season home run record and then just bounce. It's like, I'm good. All
right. Well, I'm sticking in the same sport, but going for the longevity here. Mine would be to break Nolan Ryan's strikeout record.
What was that?
Because I feel there's nothing cooler in any sport than striking a dude out. Especially when you just shove a heater right down his fucking throat.
I think you should go for his walks record. I think that'd be better.
I think shoving a heater down someone's throat is a specific genre we don't need to go down.
Unfiltered heaters as well.
Yeah.
not supposed to shove, Ski. Not supposed to shove.
Always shove. It's baseball. All you do is shove.
All right.
You shove a lot of dick in baseball.
Well, let's be consensual here. It's
shoving. I mean,
ask permission, bud.
Consensual, yes, but yes.
Takes two to tango, bud.
Some consensual shoving. There you go. All right. Booble says number two, same as Kings. WCP number two, strike out every batter. Every batter? Wait. Oh, in a game. Oh, every batter in a game. Oh. Okay. All right. There you go.
The Henry Rowan Gardner record.
Mm-hmm. Rossengruder.
Pitcher's got a big butt.
All right. My number two. Let's see. Which one's it going to be? The most martial arts punch strikes in 1 minute. 347 by a guy named Anthony Kelly. That's what I want. 347 in 1 minute. I don't know what he had to strike. Probably just a bag or something, but that's some speed, man. 60 seconds, 347 punches. That's what I want. Be a fucking ninja.
All right. My number one sports record I would like to break is Wilt Chamberlain's 20,000 women.
You know, I thought
so many boards.
Sorry, what? You were cutting out.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was like, I thought one of us was going to say this, and I was thinking about it because it would not be fun.
Have you seen the math on it?
Yeah. Well, that's like there's
it's 2.3 different a day.
A day.
Yeah.
That would not be fun. It would get really old after like a few weeks, I think. Probably. It's like, man, I'm too old for this shit, Riggs.
I feel like ODB sung a song about what would happen to it.
It's like it's a fun idea on paper, but man, like,
gotta put that shit into practice. That's
might
a little,
die.
Little
you might die. You might just die.
The funny thing is that for all that physical activity, he died of like heart failure at age like 50.
Professional athlete, professional Wang.
That's how we know he was lying.
Professional Wangsman.
What kind of vaccine did he have in him to die that young? What were they giving people back then?
There you go.
All right. My number one record I would want to break is Frank Dukes' Kumite records. That's a fastest knockout, I think fastest kick to record a knockout, and most consecutive knockouts in a tournament, I believe is what they said Frank Dukes did.
This is like real life.
That guy, real life guy, right?
Real life
blood sport guy.
Not real life records that actually exist.
Like fake records that he made up.
Yes.
Before he made that movie.
Yes.
It's so good.
He's the Washington Huskies football of martial arts. Pretty much.
Go. There you go.
Hey, we won the national championship in 1960. Believe us. Yeah, it's 2007, but still, believe us. We won it then.
Let's see. Booble says number one, most majors in golf. That'd be good. WCP says number one, Bill Russell's rings. It's like most NBA titles. It's good.
I think Wilt wore a few of those.
Yep.
Had to stay up. So
I was like, I don't think they had special blue pills back then.
So, yeah. Big gold diamond crusted rings around his dong. Yeah.
The stilt.
The stilt. How else is he going to be the stilt? My number one is Ron Hextall's record.
Most fights from a goalie?
Ron Hextall of the Flyers, most penalty minutes by a goalie. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a great record. How the fuck
a real net, a real netminder.
Fucking netminder all day there.
There you go. Yeah. Full circle. There you go.
Light the lamp. Full circle.
How are you fighting people as a goalie? It's amazing. That's so good. 584 penalty minutes for a goalie. It's amazing. All right, let's call it good. Listen to us on Sunday when we talk about a movie. That movie is going to be Turbo Kid. It's on Tubi. King says it's on Amazon as well.
Watch it on Tubi though yeah. For the commercials, please.
Watch it on Tubi. You're gonna have a few like random Fox TV show commercials in the middle of them, and it'll be fine. It'll be good. I don't know how you're gonna watch it. It's either on your TV or it's not. I just put it on my laptop and connected it to my TV with an HDMI cord, so that worked for me. But you know, it was fine. Turbo Kid's dope, so watch it and listen to us talk about it. Okay. Goodbye.